Let me tell you, son, about my darkest times. Those days I never forget. My eyes filled with tears and my heart was in air. Long years full of regrets.
Too Much Rock podcast number 756. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and play my favorite track from each. We start with one from London's Booze and Glory. The song is called Family Isn't Always Blood, and it's on the band's new album, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, that came out a couple weeks ago, September 12th, on Concrete Jungle Records. It's an excellent Oi record. If you enjoy the genre, you're going to enjoy that. It's probably not the smartest Oi album on the block, but it's a very solid one. I think you can find something in there you enjoy. That track there, pretty damn nice. I got lots of music for you this week, and so much of it revolves around power pop, so you know that makes me happy. I'm going to start with one from The Prize. The song is called First Sight.
Dressed in denim, eyes so blue. Where you had me with a grin.
great ones there, ending off with the Oxys from Austin, Texas. The song is Not Gonna Die, and it's on the band's new album, Casting Pearls Before Swine. That came out September 19th on Cleopatra Records. Just excellent punk rock there. Lots of power pop elements, lots of really big hooks. I think you're going to enjoy that one. Before that, we heard from The Prize with the song First Sight. That's on the band's new album, In the Red, which also came out last week, September 19th on Goner Records. That band's based out of Melbourne in Australia, features members of other bands that you know and love. This might be my favorite album of the year. I've just been listening to this one nonstop. It is an excellent album, regardless of what sort of music you like. Pick this one up. I think you're going to love it. All right. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music. I listen to it. And I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. All right. Let's continue on here. Here's a track from M&M's. It's called I'm Tired.
Yeah.
That is Tamar Burke with the song Indie Sleaze 2005. That's on her new album OCD, which she self-released on September 5th of this year. It is available in all your favorite formats, though. She's based out of San Diego. This is maybe her fifth album. Each time she strays a little bit further from her Starball power pop roots, but the songs are so well written, and I'm so happy to support what she does. Before that, we heard from No Tears. That is the project of Christopher Carlson from the band Dahmers, based out of Kristianstad in Sweden. The song is called I Want to Be With You Tonight. It's on his solo debut, Heart-Shaped Eyes, that came out back in 2023 on Luftslot Records. That is just an excellent by-the-numbers power pop album there that I can find no fault with. And then before that, we heard from Eminem's with the song I'm Tired. That was originally a single in 1980 from a Los Angeles band fronted by Marcy Marks, the Eminem's of Eminem's, and co-written by her boyfriend at the time, Paul Collins. I just picked that up on a new compilation called I Want to Be a Teen Again, American Power Pop 1980 to 1989. And it's a 3-CD set, so I'll be working my way through all 3 CDs this week. That is my highlight of disc one. Love hearing that track there. Anyway, we are out of time, so I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 756, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, lots of things coming up. We got Cannibal Corpse at the Truman on the 29th, Slow Crush is playing at Record Bar, Panda Bear is at the Warehouse. On the 30th, Nation of Languages at the Truman, Still Ill is playing at Minibar. On the first, Bob Mould is at the Record Bar. Oxys are playing Skate Bar. On the second, Waxahachie is playing at the Uptown. That's a benefit for, I think, Casey Tenets. On the second is also Second Chance playing at the Skate Bar. Royal Otis is at the Uptown on the third. Nan and the One Night Stands are at Gigantic Records, formerly Records with Merit. Chapel Roan starts her Liberty Memorial stand on the third, continues the fourth. Ziggy Marley is at the venue that shall not be named on the fourth. Drifters playing at the Warehouse that night. Till Willis is playing at the Greenwood Social. Looking over at the website, there's a few new things out there. Photos and videos of my thoughts of the Whiffs, Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds, and Drastic Plastic, as well as the next night where I caught Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds again with Thighmaster and Dan Jones and the Squids. All right, so we got one more for you. I've saved one from Faytooth from Los Angeles. I'm going to play the song called Hole, and it's on the band's album Labyrinthine, which came out September 5th on the Flinzer. That's a label you just can't go wrong with. It's a doom record, but it's kind of a crushing kind of neo-doom, doom-gaze, who knows, whatever you want to call this one. It's a fun one, and the band is on tour. They're playing that show with Slow Crush on Monday at the Record Bar, so I'm excited to see them at that show. So we're going to end things here. This is Faytooth, the song Hole. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.